The pre-game interview.
But at the Gabba, waiting for us very patiently, is Cats assistant coach James Kelly. Kel Kingy, Benny Cass and Troy Selwood talking to you from the K-Rock Hub. Firstly, can you just give us a weather update for South Point Garden Supplies? Are we keeping an eye on the radar for what rain might hit throughout the game?
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, we've looked at the radar a fair bit over the last 24 hours. It seems to be a little bit on the way, just sort of lightly spitting at the moment. The ground's a little bit greasy, but it looks okay. But I think there's more on the way, but we'll wait and see.
Can somebody just whisper in Tom Hawkins' ear that the last time that it really pelted rain at the Gabba, and I think it was about 2012, you might have played in that one, he kicked six. Can somebody just give him a subtle reminder of that?
Yeah. I think that was a weird day that day. He kicked six. Forrest got his shorts ripped off and there was streakers. So, yeah, it'd be interesting. The rain might do weird things to people up here, I reckon.
5-0, but the tests really start over the next 6 weeks, and that's not disrespecting who you played through the opening month of the season, but you've probably been building towards a challenge like this tonight against last year's grand finalists.
Yeah, look, with all respect to the players we've played, we've sort of had our other teams we've played, sorry, we've always had our eye on this month especially. You know, the teams that are that we're going to come up against are really good finals teams. They play contested brands of footy, which we know stacks up in finals. So with a bit of a different look with our team this year compared to last year, we're really excited for the challenge. And, you know, the boys, more so than anyone at the club, are really looking forward to seeing where they sit in the scheme of things, which is really important sort of after these first five rounds are done. You know, the competition settles a little bit, so you get a really good indication.
James, it's Ben Casanelia. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Always great to have your dulcet tones on. I'm going to ask the traditional wet weather footy question. Have the days gone where you sort of instruct the players maybe to play slightly differently, or do you just, if the rain really does hit and it turns into a wet weather fest, do you actually just let them sort of try and implement what you had planned previously?
Yeah, I think it's sort of yes and no to both of that. You know, the players, I think these days, are smarter than they've ever been, so they don't need us telling them how to play in the wet a little bit. The only thing that we will do is you sort of position your setup, particularly behind the ball in the wet, a little differently, just to account for long kicks surging onto the ball and kind of sort of roadblocks at the front of the stoppage. So that's probably the main lever you pull in the wet, but especially with our group, they're really experienced, they know what they're doing, and most of the time we just try to stay out of the way and let them do what they do well.
You mentioned they're analysing things. What, I'm assuming there's quite a bit, but what's the one thing that, just from your perspective alone, that you've really been pleased with across the first five rounds?
I think our ability to spin different guys through the midfield and keep pressure on the footy at the same time has been really good. So Ollie Dempsey playing up on the wing, Tom Atkins, Brandon Parfitt's been really good around the ball. I think he's one of the best pressure players in the comp at the moment. Jack Lowe's has come in and done really well. Paddy's in there. You know, all those sort of guys rotating through there. Sometimes the risk is that the intensity around the ball drops off, or the transition. So we've been able to do that, as well as keep good pressure on the footy. You know, sort of Tanner and Jai Clark in there as well, and Jeremy up on the wing. So, you know, we've messed around with the team a little bit, but to the players' credit, they've kept the basics of our game still really strong.
Footy Spotlight, thanks to Rex Gorrell, speaking with Cats assistant coach James Kelly. Here's Troy Selwood on K-Rock Footy.
James, we've been in the pre-game been talking about the depth of, I guess, young talent that's been coming through, and really pleasing to see throughout the course of the first 4 or 5 weeks. But I guess you must be wrapped with the young kids that have contributed in the AFL side, and we were just speaking just about the VFL team also had a great win with lots of great contributors today.
Yeah, look, the boys have been fantastic. I think, you know, you know as well as anyone that you just want those guys to bring good energy into the group, and you don't want them to feel the pressure or the burden of playing in an AFL team. You just want them to come in and play and be free and enjoy their footy. They're not old enough to be disgruntled yet, so you want to maximise that as much as you can. And the VFL guys, you know, the guys that are coming in and out of the team and going back into the VFL, their attitude's been outstanding. All the feedback coming back from there has been great. So, you know, it's really important for us this year as a group. We feel like we've got 31, 32 players that if they were in the team, we'd feel really comfortable. So that's made really easy by the attitude and the energy that the young players are bringing, not just on game day, but throughout the week, and making it really enjoyable for our older players as well.
Kel, some good problems to have. You have very few injuries other than Cam Guthrie and a couple of younger players who, you know, probably not in the senior mix just yet. But Parfitt, you mentioned Parfitt. Cat fans have been really thrilled to see him play good senior footy. Jack Bowes has been good, both in the midfield. You get Dangerfield back tonight, and hopefully at some point Cam Guthrie comes back. I suppose then you've got to try and reshape your midfield. Is that a difficult balance because you've got Parfitt and Bowes playing well in the midfield? Do they get the same minutes with those more experienced players coming back?
Yeah, it's a real challenge. And to be completely honest with you, it's not a problem we've solved just yet. They have done us a little bit of a favour, like Paddy missing and Gus taking a little bit longer than we would have liked. But it's sort of one of those things where we are going to have to play a bigger squad at times. And we've already been doing it a little bit with different guys playing on the wing. Tom Atkins spent a little bit of time at halfback. Mark O'Connor's been on the wing, halfback, inside. You know, Mitch Duncan's a bit the same. He's sort of floated all around the ground as well. So we kind of like to have the flexibility in our team, but as the back end of the season comes, we are going to have to be a little bit more structured with it. But at this stage, we're trying our best to be unstructured and as open as we can be, try to find what the best mix looks like at the end of the year.
What did the assistant coaches get up to the night before a game, Cal? Do you sort of sneak away from the player buffet and go and have a nice little red, or are you tucked up in bed by 7:30?
It depends on the man, I think, Benny. You know, you sort of, some guys like a little bit of chockey and watch the footy and a few glasses of red, but some people just do nothing. So,
what did you do?
Yeah, it depends. I went out for dinner, actually, which was lovely. Nice little Greek feed at Greca, which was lovely. Down on the water. Nice. Where did you end up?
No, I was in the charger pretty early. I was by about sort of 9:30, so I was charging up. I was only had the 3 bars, and by 5 bars by the time I got up this morning.
I was going to say, you would have started early.
No, I didn't. I was very, very good last night.
Yeah, well behaved. Cal, really appreciate your time. Just on Toby Conway. You obviously managed Reece and Zach tonight, but Toby gets a real challenge tonight against a quality ruckman in Oscar McInerney.
Yeah, it's really good for Toby. We're really bullish about what sort of player Toby could be, and he just keeps delivering when we play. You know, he's a good kid, he's a really big kid, and he's worked really hard on his body and his continuity of his training. So we're really happy to give him another opportunity. And he's one of those young players I was sort of talking about earlier, that if they come into the team, we're not worried about them. They just come and play and bring good energy and just enjoy being out there. So we're really excited for Toby tonight. It'll be good for him.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Good luck tonight. Really appreciate your time, as always.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good work, Cal.
James Kelly joining us on Carrick Footy Geelong, assistant coach from the Gabba.
The pre-game interview.